Governor Doyle's budget proposal includes $350,000 to insure 1,100 former foster care children aged 18 to 21. That will be matched by $480,000 federal Medicaid dollars. But a similar proposal got cut from the last budget, so this week 6 former foster children came to the Capitol to lobby legislators to support it this year. The state pays for health insurance for foster children until they're 18. After that, they're on their own. 18-year-old Jonathan Boyd is working as a security guard while he finishes high school, but his employer doesn't offer health insurance.
And it's like, what if I get into an accident? Who's going to help me with the health care? So it's like I'm left hung out to dry. And, you know, we need somebody to, you know, step up to the plate and, you know, help us out. Because, I mean, we're good kids. It's not like we're out there getting in trouble. You know, we're not in any gangs. We're not committing any crimes. You know, we're out there trying to just make an honest living like any other American.
But unlike other 18-year-olds, Boyd and other young people who age out of the foster care system don't have parents to help them transition from school to a job with health care coverage. Linda Hall of the Wisconsin Association of Family and Children's Agencies says the state needs to help these kids become self-sufficient.
There are very few young people age 18 to 21 who pay for health care on their own. They mostly get help from their parents. They get extended on their insurance. And in this case, government is the parent. And we think these kids deserve government to do for them what parents do for other young adults.
Hall says the young lobbyists did a good job of delivering that message to lawmakers, but they got no promises the funding would come through. Republican legislators who control the budget process have said they don't plan to cut Medicaid from its current level, but the foster care insurance would be an added program, and it could end up on the chopping block as it did 2 years ago. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.